Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this. It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 37th Annual All Breed Bull Sale. It's Saturday, February 7th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. The sale includes bulls consigned from the Black Hereford Ranch, 2-H Farms, Murrow Farms, Moliette Angus, and many more. The sale features some 40-plus breed age bulls registered in commercial Angus, Hereford, Red Angus, Simmental, and others. For more information, call 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, we're looking at the livestock futures. And, well, live cattle futures had a pretty good day today. Feeder cattle futures still struggling, though, with, back a couple of months, triple-digit losses yesterday.
Yeah, it was a pretty wild session yesterday as we saw this market start off a little bit on the mixed side and then just start falling apart as we went down and saw our feeder cattle challenge those late January lows yesterday. Then surprisingly enough, they bounced well off the lows. They still closed negative, but they closed much better than what it was going to be at one point when we was down like $5 or so. Now, the live cattle also bounced and managed to close on the positive side yesterday. Choice box beef was 50 cents higher. Select boxes down 46, had a total movement of 159 loads. Cattle kill estimated 112,000 head. Cash feeder index yesterday was up $1.33. Hog markets, all the February and April lean hogs make new contract lows. On the close, April cattle, 97 cents higher. March feeders down $1.20. April lean hogs, 5 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, if we take a look at these grain futures, I tell you what, they really made up for a couple bad days yesterday, didn't they?
Yes, they did, and it just came out of nowhere, Dave, as we saw the wheat, corn, and soybeans all close with double-digit gains. This has not occurred in quite some time to see all of our contracts with double-digit gains like yesterday. The upside was tied mainly to fund and technical buying, as there was really a lack of any type of major market-moving news yesterday. Now, keep in mind, can this market hold all this upside? Next Tuesday is the monthly USDA supply and demand report that is expected to show an increase in the U.S. corn and wheat stocks, but a decrease in soybean stocks. Now, overnight, trading was very active, but on the mixed side, as we are at the moment, with the March Casey wheat a penny and three quarters higher, March corn down a penny and three quarters, March soybean 6 cents lower, March cotton unchanged, March crude oil down $1, the March dollar index 21 cents higher, and March Dow Jones futures 14 points lower.
Well, how can folks get more information from you, Tom?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much for your time today. We certainly appreciate it. We will visit with you again tomorrow and certainly look forward to that. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.